White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. Ioli and I started our garden once more. The ground was terribly hard, but we kept it well dug with our knife, and this time planted some corn as well as the spinach stuff. The corn was too hard even to cook, but when it came up, we found the little green shoots were very good to eat. Soon we started our soup kitchen. It was a great success. The soup was ordered days before it was made, quite a lot of it going to convalescing hospital patients. Then we ran out of beans and salt.
Well, Jeff, that's the end of that idea. No more soup.
What do we do next? Come on, Ioli. Give with one of the brainwaves.
Well, I can think of a lot of things, but there's always an if. If we had this or if we had that. It looks as if for the moment we are bereft of a means of support.
Oh, dear, and I'm so darned hungry.
We'll just have to get by. We can't afford to buy anything from the shop. Oh, cheer up, and something will doubtless present itself.
One thing that presents itself right now is that the roof will go any minute in this wind. Oh, I loathe wind. Puts my teeth on edge.
No, I don't like it much. But at least you know what it is, not like the noises in the night.
They give anyone the horrors. I wonder what makes them.
In the daylight, it's easy enough to think it may be rats or dogs or footsteps, wind or any amount of things that have a name. But at night, they become nameless things.
Ghosties and ghoulies and things that go bump in the night.
Don't.
I thought I'd come and tell you the latest news.
Hello, Jeff.
What's new?
We have a new chore. Oh, well, that's nice. What is it?
Well, the coolies have refused to collect the garbage, so we have to do it.
You mean just us? Or the whole camp?
The whole camp. Oh. Each section will do their own collecting.
Well, that'll be a nice job. We're so hale and hearty for that kind of work. The little monsters.
Ioli was quite right. We were a scrawny-looking lot. Everyone was down to half their original weight by now. And the effort of our everyday chores was enormous without more to do. However, we wouldn't let the nip see that it made any difference and tackled this new, unpleasant duty with outward cheerfulness. One day, a Jap guard walked into our hut. They just barge in regardless.
Oh, I wish we could do something about this roof. I'm never dry.
I know, Jess. If it's not the rain, it's the steaminess rising from the floor when the sun hits it.
You feel clammy all the time.
Look out. Here comes a guard.
Oh, no. I'm not decent.
Oh, here, Jess. Wrap this around you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, girl,
right.
Rue Britannia. Wait a minute when I get this bit round. You right?
Yes. How's that?
Oh, very fetching.
Stand up.
Oh, dear, this is very tricky. Have you ever tried to stand up swathed in a mosquito net?
Silence! You.
Yes?
Not you. You.
Me? Yes.
Where are things owned by Americano Leland?
Mrs. Leland? Is she coming back?
Answer question, not ask them. Where are things?
Most of them we had to hand over in the last camp. What's left we have here. We'll give them to her when she comes back.
You will give them to me.
What for?
I told you, silence! Now, give me things.
We can't hand them over to you unless... Well, are you going to take them to her?
No, not take them to her. Can't take them to her.
Then you can't have them.
Why can't you take them to her? Where is she?
She died. Most unhappily died.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, give me things.
But Mrs. Leland always said that if anything happened to her, she wanted her belongings to go to her friend, Mrs. James.
Too bad. I will have them. Anything I don't want, other women can have.
When did she die?
That is not your business. Now, give me things.
But how do we...
Too much talk from a strary pig dog. Get things.
Better get them, Jeff, before Bright Eyes cuts his hand on your jawbone.
All right. That's all that's left. Wrapped in that.
Next time, do as you are taught. Don't argue.
Did he hurt you much, Jeff?
No, a bit. If only we'd known Mrs. Leland had died, we could at least have seen that her wishes were carried out and given that stuff to Mrs. James.
Poor Mrs. Leland. She was so sure the Yanks were coming to free us and she'd get home. Mrs. James will be lucky if she gets anything back from the guard. Nice types, the Japanese.
The news of Mrs. Leland's death depressed us all. We'd been very fond of her, and she was such a vital person, it didn't seem possible that she'd just died. We couldn't get any details of what had happened to her, and that made it worse. Not knowing. None of us have been very happy the last week, particularly today.
Hello, Sister Jeff. Are you also waiting to use axe?
No, Mrs. Brookhouse.
But what is this? Oh, you look... how you say? Miserable? Is something wrong, Sister Jeff?
Oh, none of us feel very gay today, Mrs. Brookhouse.
So?
It's exactly 2 years since our ship was bombed. And we all had to swim for it.
Ah, that is not good to remember, huh? But still, you are here. You made the swim, huh? You are not drowning.
So many of the girls did drown. And some we don't know what happened to. Matron Paskey and the other girls on that raft.
Oh, perhaps they are safe somewhere. She's better to think so.
She was a wonderful person, Matron Paskey. If it hadn't been for her, none of us would be here at all. She made jumping off that sinking boat seem no more frightening than diving into a swimming pool. She teed up the whole evacuation of the ship.
Teed up? What is this place?
What? Oh, sort of get organized. It was a saying of Matron's. She'd always... tee us up for everything, or get something teed up.
So, well, perhaps you will find her teed up at home waiting for you.
I hope so. I can't believe she didn't get through.
Oh, please, excuse me, Sister Jeff. But what is that on the roof over there?
Where?
See, the hut where the nuns are living. Oh, God, what is it?
It looks like a huge black bird. No, two birds.
Birds so big? Oh, cannot be. Come, let us look.
What on earth can it be? Hey, Ioli.
Yes?
What's that on the roof?
Where? Good heavens, I don't know.
Well, come with us. We're going over to look.
Well, it seems to have streamers flying away from it.
From here you can see. Oh, look. Look what it is!
Well, for goodness sake.
What is it? I can't make it out.
It is two of the men, Sister Ioli. Sister Catherine? And wait, I cannot see. Yes, Sister Polly.
But what are they doing?
Patching their roof by the look of it. With rush mats.
Oh, the streamers of their veils blowing in the wind. Look, they're blowing right out. But, Jeff, why don't they go through the roof? It's as weak and rickety as ours.
They're brave to go up there, yes? In this veil? Oh,
they're brave to go up there at all.
Oh, they made you feel better. No, Sister Jeff? You don't look so sad. I cannot like it when Australians look sad. Then there is no hope.
Those two nuns went up on the roof every day until they'd patched it all. The Sumatras and storms have done a lot of damage. There are great holes in all the roofs, even the hospital leaks. But the nuns do something about theirs, clambering over the frail attic, quite unconcerned and happy. The Jap guards have left us for the time being, and we are again guarded by Javanese policey fellows.
We look like a couple of cobblers sitting on our sleeping bench, Crossney.
Oh, well, I don't know about you, Jess, but I'd rather get pins and needles sitting like this than have my feet in the mud all the time.
Mm. Ouch!
What's the matter?
Great stream of water went right down my back. Ooh.
Gosh, it's cold. Wonderful, isn't it? When you'd give your eye teeth for a draught of cold water, you can't get it for love nor money. When it's miserable, you get it down the back of the neck in buckets full.
You know, when I get home, I'm going to buy dozens of huge bath towels in all colours and just rub myself down.
I'm going to have cakes and cakes of soap, perfume soap and shampoos and toothpaste by the gross and a new toothbrush every day.
Well, just as well, I'm so thin.
Oh, why, dear?
Well, that wind would have blown you over if it could get a grip on you. And I went through it like a knife. Ooh, I couldn't be wetter. Ooh, it's so cold.
Where have you been?
Oh, doing a few odd jobs. I saw the new guards, Javanese policiers, dozens of them.
Well, they should be a bit better than the Japs. Remember the last lot were?
Well, this lot doesn't seem particularly fond of us. They say we are getting too much to eat.
What? Oh, you're joking.
No. That's what they said, dear.
They should try living on our ration and diet for a while.
Our daily ration is eaten in 5 minutes. We're full for 10 minutes and spend the rest of the day hungry, and they have the nerve to say we get too much.
Oh, yes. Really?
They couldn't cut it down, could they, Jeff? Oh, I don't know. I hope not. Well, I think I've dipped off enough to sit down now. Ooh, isn't this mud revolting?
Here, put your feet over this way. They'll get washed off by the water leaking in.
Oh, thanks, Jess. You have your own private bathroom, I see.
It'd be fine if it weren't right over my sleeping space.
Oh, well, I'm going to try and go to sleep. I'm too hungry to stay awake any longer.
It's hard to go to sleep when you're so hungry. But we found it can be done. And oblivion gives us a little rest from the gnawing pangs of hunger that are sometimes almost unbearable. I don't know where we would be if we didn't have Sister Katrinia here with us. She can do anything and is one of the outstanding personalities in the camp. She's a first-class electrician, she can speak a great many languages, and she told me she would have given her boots to be in the Navy. Sister Katrinia, could I see you for a moment?
Of course, Sister Jeff.
Good evening.
Good evening, sister. We're in a spot of bother at the hospital. The only light in the place has gone out. We wondered if you could help.
I will come with you at once. Ah, I think I have it now. It is this fuse wire. It has broken. Look, I will have to join it. We have no new wire. It will make it very short, but I believe we will manage.
Oh, you're wonderful the way you can do these things. How did you learn, sister? Oh,
I don't know, Sister Jeff. I was always interested in things mechanical. I wanted to go into the Navy. I would... what is it you Australians say? Give my boots for it.
Oh, being a nun is a far cry from the Navy, sister.
Is it not? You see, my family wished it, that I should enter the convent. But I have found my mechanical knowledge a great help here, I assure you. There, that should be right.
Thank you.
Now we put this back. Now, we will go and test it. I think that we will find that it is working again.
Jeff? Hello? We're wanted at the hospital at once.
Why, Iole?
Leave that drain and come on. Oh, what's happened?
Do you remember about a year or so ago, four of the British sisters went to nurse at Pelham Bay?
Yes.
Well, they're back. They've been returned to camp.
And?
Jeff, they look terrible. They definitely have a wild look in their eyes.
Are they knocked about physically?
Oh, no more than usual, but Dr. McDowell is going to keep them in hospital for a day or two. One less, maybe. They're longer than that by the look of it.
You'd think they would have been treated well, considering they were the only ones that went to nurse when the Japs asked for sisters.
Yeah. Well, here we are. We'd better report to Dr. McDowell.
Oh, there she is at the end of the ward.
Ward's right. At the end of the row of hard benches is more like it.
Well, that's about as comfortable as we can make you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sisters Jeffrey and Harper reporting for duty, Doctor.
Oh, good. Now, I want you to keep an eye on these four women that have just come in. They've had a rough time and reaction might set in, and I want someone with them in any case.
Yes, Doctor.
It's a long time since I've done any specialing.
Let me know if there's any change in them. I'm going to see if I can find an egg or any fruit for them.
Who's that? Who's that talking? Who is it?
It's only us. We're going to stay here and do anything we can to help you.
Who are you? What's your name?
Iole Harper, and that's Betty Jeffrey.
Oh, yes, I remember. You're Australians, aren't you?
That's right. Now, you lie down and try to rest. And don't talk.
Oh, but I want to talk. It's wonderful to talk. I've been in silence so long, you don't know what it's like. Complete and utter silence. Months of silence in the dark.
Well, you won't find much silence here. There's always a background of voices and children playing.
I used to talk to myself, but then I didn't know when I was talking and when I was thinking. The only sound was the squeak of the door as it opened when a Japanese brought food once a day.
Now, shh. Now, come on. You try and rest.
Oh, no. No, I've got to tell you about it. It might be better if I could tell you about it.
Well, tell us about it then. But you lie back. Come on now. That's right.
Oh. You see, we were nursing in Palembang. We had a room to ourselves, just the four of us. It was wonderful after being crowded in with so many people. The Japanese bullied us a bit, but it wasn't so bad, really. Until one night we'd come off duty and we were just talking and getting ready for bed when the door flew open. What sort of a day did you have, Margot?
Not bad. I wish I was on surgical, though. I hate medical.
Oh, you wouldn't wish that if you'd been to the theatre today. Oh, the heat. I was saying to...
Here! I say!
Get out of here! How dare you burst in here like that?
Put out light.
What?
Put out light at once.
We're not ready to put the light out. We won't be long.
Put out light. Now.
But look here.
Oh, as I say.
If you'd go away and let us get to bed, the light would be out in a few minutes.
English swine. Penjaga! Penjaga, Datan Kumari!
What's he calling the guard for?
I don't know, but I think we're being taken prisoners.
You are right. You are now prisoners. Penjaga, just a little. You English, fall in line.
Oh, this is absurd.
Matt.
He's forgotten to turn the light out.
You wouldn't put off the light. You wouldn't put off the light. You wouldn't put off the light. You will go to jail. You will learn obedience. Take them away. You are to be put in solitary confinement. In there.
Oh. 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 My poor knees. Oh, what a crupper. Oh, the floor's damp and horrible. What's so dark in here? Oh, I must get up and find the light. Oh! Oh, my head. What did I hit? It couldn't be the roof as low as that, surely.
Wait till I feel. Good heavens, it is the roof. Let's see if I can find anything else. No, nothing here. There's that wall. Nothing here or here. Wait. What's that? Feels like a window. Oh, well, I get a bit of light in the daytime at least. That seems to be a lot. Nothing in here but me. Oh, well, I suppose I sit on the floor. Oh, it can't be for long. Can't be for much longer. Now, let's see, what can I think about today? I must think about something. Nursery rhymes. I had a little nut tree. Oh, no. No, that was yesterday. Yesterday was nursery rhymes. Today's debates. I can't think of anything to debate about. If only they'd give me a book or something to write with. Now, let's see. A subject for debate. Should the crops be rotated every second or fourth year to promote better yields? That's a fine subject. What do I know about crops, for mercy's sake? Well, how about classic versus modern music? That's not a bad one. That's the important thing. And to keep the spider webs down. Can't have spiders wandering about in here. There's not enough room for them. Try not to think about the scuffling last night. It was the wind or something. It was not a rat. Oh, dear God in heaven. Get me out of this. I can't take much more. I've been here nearly 6 months, as far as I can tell. I can't take any more. Now, don't be an ass. Of course you can take it. Mr. Churchill says we can. Britain can take it. I'm British, aren't I? Well, I can take it. Remember much more, except for the last few weeks we were given two cells between five of us. There was a Dutch woman, wife of a doctor with us too. I don't remember the trip to here, except it was very bumpy. I'm tired now. I think I'll sleep.
Jeff, how horrible. It's unbelievable they're still sane.
How are they, sister?
They're all sleeping, Doctor. This lass told us what had happened to them. It's unbelievable that they could stand such torment.
She told me that they'd had 6 months solitary confinement and all over turning out a light.
That's right.
The little yellow men have an enormous account to settle when this war is over. And I'll do my best to see that it is settled to the last kick and slap. Now, I found two bananas and an egg. Will you see that it's mixed into their rice later, please, sister?
Yes, Dr. McCloud.
Rest is the only thing we can offer them to recuperate. And let them talk their heads off if they want to. I'll arrange for two other sisters to relieve you later on.
Three of the English sisters recovered from their frightful experience in a couple of days, but one lass stayed in hospital for some weeks. She told me she'd always hated being alone, even for a little while. And we see to it that she never feels alone anymore.
listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.